The House of Delegates passed a two-year budget last week that includes Medicaid expansion, thanks to an agreement between House Republican leaders and Governor Northam. Virginia Tech professor and WFIR political analyst Bob Denton.
There's no question that there's been a sea change. We've seen some cooperation that we really haven't seen, literally in decades.
But the Senate version does not include Medicaid expansion, leaving the two Republican-led bodies with the task of reaching an agreement amongst themselves. Denton says the House version includes elements to satisfy some GOP concerns, like work requirements and something less known.
They do have that kill clause, that at what point that the federal government doesn't meet its obligation, that the expansion would end.
The budget differences are more than philosophical. They differ right now by about $500 million. Evan Jones, WFIR News.